I've hit the record button, and now...
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, can you give me a sound test? First sound test of the year, 2018.
First sound test.
That's
how
good.
About this?
You're done. That's fine. No, man, that's 2018. That's 1998. That's 1988. That's 2008. That's all the 8 years, Joe. That's like 1978. You know what song came out in 1978? Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm going to do the intro instead of talking over it. My name is Jason Mark. With me is beatbox master Joe Neal. Joe, how are you? Anyway, so first show of the year, it's going to be, we're hoping, our shittiest, because then it's just all up from this point on. So look forward to us not finishing our... and then also we're probably going to miscue things, and I'll probably screw up the audio, and Jamie Jenner had to fire her, so I'm not even going to try to get the Roiksop part in correctly, where we, you know, hit it right as it switches things. That's what we're all about here on the JVC. So sit back and relax, then sit forward and be tense, and then whatever you do, just do it. And don't let anybody tell you not to, because if they tell you not to do it, then do it in their face. Do it in the goddamn face. And you know what else? In your face. Joe, how are you? Let me turn this audio down. Where is it? Is it this one? Yeah, there it is.
Well, fucking Happy New Year. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
That was chaotic.
It was. It was all over the map, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I liked it, you know? I kind of like the way you do things.
I appreciate that. Here's my inspiration. And I know we don't get political on the show, but I've been reading the new book that just came out today about the Trump administration called Fire and Fury. And I got to tell you, I got way more respect for Trump than I ever did before. And I'm not even a third of the way through the book. And that's what that opening was. That was me being Trumpy.
You know, it's... Man, I'm going to come out of the gate with pure transparency.
Okay, go for it. Show us your balls, Joe. Show us.
Well, I got to tell you. Well, my balls are exposed right now.
Yeah.
This is an auditory project, so people don't see my balls, but I do. I'm looking at them right now. They're exposed, and I would like to be as emotionally exposed as I am physically exposed.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to tell you is I think that 2018 is going to be a good year.
Like a tire.
But the transition between 2017 and 2018 for me professionally and personally has been jarring. And in the interest, in the interest of transparency, I want our listener to know that I'm just so tired, and I don't think I have anything to offer on this first show. Now, the year is going to be a long year, and I look back at the first year of JBC, and I thought it was actually rather impressive and funny. It was the best and the worst. And but right now, I almost want to break into tears on record because I'm just so pooped.
You just pooped,
Jason. Can you run the show?
Yeah,
just go ahead and run it.
I'm going to run the show, and while I run the show, just to keep myself you know, engaged, I'm going to draw pictures of fire trucks because that's what my little kid loves the most. And right now he's got an eye infection, which means I'm probably going to get an eye infection. And when I show him fire trucks, he gets very, very happy, and that makes me happy. And that helps me deal with the emotional turmoil, knowing that my brother from another mother but the same grandmother is pooped. I'm sorry to hear that. In some respects, I'm sorry. In other respects, you're a survivor, man. You're pooped, which means you've been through some stuff. and you're about to turn an age that you've never been before, which is true every year. That's year 40 for 40 on that one. And you know, you're like Christina Aguilera.
Let's be clear about this. I'm fucking 40 now. I'm not about to be. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
It happened. Happened to you a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it happened to me. And that's not the jarring thing. The jarring thing is maybe it's something I've never been able to express before, but I think that the holiday season is – I think a lot of people can relate to this. The holiday season is hardcore, especially if – and actually I want to get your take on this because you're a dad, you know, mm-hmm. and so is Ian. A lot of the people – actually, I might be the only non-parent of the whole JBC family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just me being – married and look, okay, let me put it this way.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. Okay, that's a big deal. My wife and I have a house. We want to host Thanksgiving. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
My wife's birthday is right next to Thanksgiving.
Sometimes,
in fact, 2 years ago, it was Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is on a different date every year.
Every year, your wife's
and
your
she's
wife's
so
birthday,
close to Thanksgiving.
Is her birthday on the same date every year?
Well, yeah, Jason, her birthday's on the same day every year, but Thanksgiving is not.
Okay, I'm just getting clarity because I like your stories and I just want to make sure I'm following them. Okay, so her birthday's always on the same day every year. Thanksgiving's never on the same day every year. And sometimes your wife
I hate
is,
to start the year this way where you're like just fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you, dude. What? No. Hey, you're pooped. I'm trying to help. I just want to make sure everything's clear. Your wife had a birthday on Thanksgiving. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Jason, this is funny. You said, hey, your wife's birthday is on the same day every year? Yes, dude. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, however, is not. Now we've that's clear.
Clear.
We've got that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I want to bring you through how difficult the what I call hell season. Yeah. It shouldn't be called hell season.
No.
It should be wonderful, beautiful joy and love season.
Yeah, it should.
And it is actually, but it just takes a lot of effort.
Remind me to tell you.
I think that you can really relate to this. It's for me. It's Thanksgiving, my wife's birthday. Boom! Right after that, my mom's birthday.
What?
Right after that? Yeah, my mom's birthday is right in between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That's fucked.
So I gotta step up for that. Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
you gotta step up for your mom's birthday.
She's your mother
so
from
I had
the
to do
same.
That.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, dude, but you see what I'm saying.
I do.
And I don't want any of this to sound like it's a burden. These are important things. Like my mom's birthday is very important to me. My wife's birthday is important. Yeah. Thanksgiving's very important. Mm-hmm. And as a team, my wife and I really last couple of years have gone all out. There's a lot of effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then right after – my mom's birthday is – boom, that's Christmas.
Boom.
And then there is my birthday, and you would think I shouldn't have – what? You don't have to – what do I have to do on my birthday?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have to think about my birthday. I do.
Okay.
Mostly it's my wife's job, and I thank her for that. But there's that.
Yeah.
The day before my birthday is my father's birthday.
Wait a minute. Now, are these on – your birthday and your dad's birthday, are they on the same day every year? And there's always like
no,
boom, boom.
No. His birthday is on the 29th of December and my birthday is on the 30th. Now, you see how this all kind of like it almost like collapses on itself.
Yes.
The day after my birthday is New Year's Eve.
Motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what's after New Year's Eve?
And
New Year's Day.
Yes.
That's like a trifecta, but it's four Also, there's two birthdays and a holiday in front of that and another one, so that's like two trifectas and a half. That's like a trifecta.
Oh yeah, but we're not done yet.
Oh shit.
Because after New Year's,
yeah.
We have a new anniversary, and that is the anniversary of JBC.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what the anniversary of JBC is?
No. What is it? I'm going to write it down.
I love that you don't.
I don't.
I love that it's just now that's and thank you because
you're welcome.
Let's not make that another goddamn thing.
Okay,
all right?
It's not. But what is it?
The first episode of our show was on January 19th.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It's not here yet. I don't want to make a thing of it.
Okay.
What I want to do is what we're doing now, which is okay, when we're ready after a break, we're just going to do the next show. What I would like, and this is what we're doing now,
yeah,
is for every first show of the year,
yeah,
to be a bareback show.
Okay.
That is, we've just come off a break.
Yep.
We don't need any fucking prep. We don't need to do anything.
No.
In fact, here it is. It's me going to be, and perhaps you too.
Yeah.
The end of the year show is like celebrating the year before.
Yeah.
I find myself here on the first show of 2018 actually going the other direction and starting to bitch about, you know, the suffering that I have to endure.
The last episode of the year is celebrating what we did. The first episode is dreading what we're going to do.
Yes, yeah. and dreading. I want to make it, and I think maybe this – you could get into this too and maybe like vent a little bit. The holiday season, particularly for me,
yeah,
is very difficult because everybody's goddamn birthday,
yeah,
is there.
Yeah.
Everything is there. The season is fucking just rot with responsibility. Like,
yeah.
And you know what? I've gotten through it, but I'd like to bitch about it now. And that's where we're at now. I'm like, okay, yeah. First JBC of 2018, here we are. Joe has had three vodka sodas, and now he's bitching about his life. At the last show of JBC of 2017 was this really amazing, almost like I don't even know how to explain it. Like, the last show of JBC 2017 was maybe one of the most fun things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful.
It was crazy. And we had almost no control over it.
Almost. As much as we ever do.
It was great. By the way, I didn't thank you at the end. I thanked everybody, and so did you at the end of that show. But I didn't thank you, Jason. God damn it. You...
Well, hang on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down there, Slick. Slow down. Like, I do want to hear your praise. I want your thanks, but that's end of the year shit, not beginning of the year shit. So just be careful. If you want to really thank me, but do it in a beginning of the year kind of way, I appreciate it if you'd rather complain about me. Because that's what this is episode's about. You said it. I said it. So, I mean, I know you're grateful. You know I'm grateful. Let's not say it. Let's complain, because that's what this episode's all about. You know what, Joe? Listen. Let me tell you some things that you skipped in your season of hell. Hell season. One, you said it should be a season of joy, right? You said that. And here's the thing. I know someone named Joy, and she is from hell. So it's going to get you one way or another. It's either hell or it's joy. Hell joy. Two, you didn't mention my birthday, which is right before Thanksgiving. So boom, in your face. Also Halloween. Damn. Don't forget Day of the Dead. Don't forget All Saints Day. Don't forget Fucked Up Arbor Day, which is like regular Arbor Day, but it's fucked up because it's celebrated too late. All these things come together, man, and they just wear your ass down, and they tear your ass down, and they break your ass down. And right now, I think I might be quoting a rock song. I'm not sure. Maybe by 30 Seconds to Mars. I never heard them. I don't know. But I think
Wait, I just wrote a song based on what you just said.
Really? You did?
Yeah.
Are you going to play it at your birthday party?
Break your ass down! Fuck your ass down! Motherfuck your ass down!
Can I add a line there?
Sure.
Jurassic Park your ass down.
Jurassic Park, your ass down. You go down.
That's awesome. I love it. You know,
I think it's the worst song I've ever written.
No. Come on, dude. Remember that song we wrote at your bachelor party?
Actually, that was a good one.
Was that a good one? We never came up with music. We just wrote the words. But hey, speaking of parties, and like I said, you're having a birthday party, and mm-hmm. they're in Davenport, and I'm gonna be there. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm gonna be there, and I'm trying to make sure that we're not just radically changing the subject. Let me let you finish your thought. Your thought was hell season, joy season. You're pooped. You're tired. All you want to do is complain. Our last episode was great. This first episode is terrible. Anything else you want to say on that tip?
All right. Well, yeah, let me see if I can wrap it up. It's this. I thought that the way that the 2017 JBC was wrapped up was almost out of our control, and yet it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great, that I felt – that it was completely out of my control. I felt like that you wrested some sort of control and helped it through. Mostly there was some sort of serendipitous power.
Yes.
That made it work. And when I listened to it, I laughed until I cried. And as a recap of our entire year of podcasting, I couldn't ask for anything more.
It was so indicative. Indicative is not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. It was such a representation of
– It was representative.
It was That's representative right. of everything that we do, from our guests to when our last guest finally showed up and we just cut his ass off at the end. And it was so JBC. And I'm hoping that this episode sets the tone for the coming year, for 2018.
Well, you know, we were talking to Ian a few episodes back about – how our conventions as podcasters arise from nowhere.
Yeah.
They're things happen and then we stick with them because they happen. And in my mind, our podcast has become this thing where we just trust what surfaces. We kind of just trust it.
Yeah.
And then we stick with it. I really like that.
You know what that is? That's jazz, dude.
Yes, it is.
It's jazz.
And you know what? I think within the two the first maybe five episodes of JBC, we actually explicitly brought that out, that we wanted it to be jazz.
Yeah,
like we want this to be jazz.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm done complaining.
Okay.
I did want to come into this because I feel
pooped.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to come up with a better word, but there it is again. It's pooped. And I wanted to complain because I think it's good to celebrate the end of the year. And then at the beginning of the year, maybe that's not good to just start it off with all this negativity.
No, but it is because you know what you did, Joe? Sorry to interrupt, but here's what's happening. Right? You're getting energized by just being here. You start off pooped. You're starting to pick up a little bit. Spirit's starting to raise. And I do believe that does set the tone for JBC 2018. It's the kind of thing where what our podcast is about. Last year, our podcast was basically, look, we're making it up as we go along. In fact, we're so making it up as we're going along. That's all we're going to talk about is that we're making it up as we go along, because that was one of the conventions we came up early. So that was the theme. Exactly. And now in 2018, the theme is going to be that we're making it up, but in doing so, it's making us feel better. So every episode – well, not every single episode, but almost every episode – okay, not even almost every, but some of them, one of them, the first episode is going to start off down, and then we get inspired by our own being here, and it blossoms, and it's like a flower, one of those flowers with the petals on it, you know, and it's got a stem, and you go and you sniff it, and it's like, oh, that smells like a flower, and it's good, right? And then you take it and you crush it down, you put in some oil, and you give it to someone. You say, hey, here's perfume, and they're like, oh, thanks. And they put on too much, and they go to the club and they're dancing, and someone's like, you smell like a flower, and like, thank you, JBC. And then they get laid and have an STD. That's our show, right? Well, there, in a nutshell.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense, and you know, I don't want to, you know, us sucking each other's cocks is a disgusting enough image. Us virtually or metaphorically sucking each other's cocks is even worse. And I want to say, because there's no pleasure involved. That's the most terrible thing. Hey, that's the most terrible thing I've said in 2018.
Awesome. The year just started.
And that's not saying much. But, you know, I was talking to my wife and I was like, man, the first year of JBC to me was so special to me as an artist. And like, I've been in a band, I've written a book, you've written several books. As an artist, I was like, I was trying to really like look back at what we had done. And I told my wife, I was like, you know what? I think what Jason and I had done in 2017 was actually really special. And it was well represented in the last episode. Now, what are we going to do now? And I was sitting there with my wife and I was like, I am brain dead. What am I going to do to keep up with Jason now?
2109.
And she was like, look, this is funny because my wife is like, look, you guys don't have to do anything this episode, which is weird. Like, somehow my wife understands how we work. And she doesn't even listen to the episode.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, but she knows how I work. And she's like, no, go in there and, you know, talk to your cousin. It's the first episode. You guys don't have anything to prove. You don't have anything to do. Just go in there and fuck around with Jason. Like, have fun. That's what she said that to me. She's like, that's what this podcast is about, is you and Jason having fun.
Yep.
And I was like, okay then.
No, she's exactly right. I mean, that's kind of what I've been preaching to you. And I think you understand. I've been preaching to you for years. Like, I love the fact that you put so much effort into this.
For a year?
Yeah. Seriously.
You've been preaching to me for a year?
For a year. I will in 14 days. It'll be a year. In 2 weeks, it'll be a year. And yeah, I've been like, dude, I love all the work you've been into it. You're dedicated. You're passionate. That's great. But when it becomes work, when it becomes like odious and like, oh, do I have to? No, you do not. And I know that at the top of the show, I invoked the Trump by talking about this book. And I said that I respect him more than I ever did before. He's the worst president of all time. And he's a terrible human being. But reading this book, I realized, no, the dude does not give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. He does not. Joe, you got to understand this. He does not give a fuck. It is awesome. And that's what our show is all about. Just not giving a fuck. I mean, look, you don't have anything to prove, right?
Come everybody on, that man. You don't, know. Don't align us with. Jason, go ahead.
I'm not trying to align us necessarily. I'm just pointing out that in as much as not giving a fuck has never been useful to anybody ever, it got a man elected president. And who knows? Us not giving a fuck about this could get us, I don't know, you know, people in India might start listening to the show. I don't know. Something weird. You don't have anything to prove. Casper Johnson Pants. What's his name? Giovanni In Your Face Pants? Whatever his name is. He's not going to listen to any more episodes. We don't have to worry about that. Everybody that you know who listens to the podcast thinks it's wonderful. And I know it's true because we have them on and they are wonderful people. So all said and done, you show up for an hour once a week and have a blast. And that is what this show is all about. And if anybody doesn't like it, you know what they can do? They can very delicately and gently and just with the most, you know, sublime sweetness, stick their heads up their own asses and fuck off. Now let's talk about important things. Joe, next episode is going to be recorded in Davenport, Iowa, and nowhere else. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Let me go into that because now my wife is into this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, she is?
It's not – yeah, it's not because she listened to the podcast. And now maybe your wife is like mine where she doesn't need to listen to the podcast because she hears my stupid jokes all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
She didn't need to hear it more.
What? Right.
Listening to the podcast is just an exercise in futility for her.
Yes.
Like, no, I know all your fucking jokes, dude. She's glad that I do it, and she thinks that I'm funny, by the way. That's great.
Yes.
But she didn't need to hear it. She hears it all the time.
All the time.
Having a wife that listens to your podcast means that she doesn't know – you know what I mean? Like, of course my wife doesn't listen to the podcast. That's redundant.
I hear what you're saying, but just my wife does every once in a while listen to podcasts.
Oh,
and yes.
So does mine. It's almost like checking in on us.
Though. No. This is why mine does, because you're right. My wife also knows all my stupid jokes, but she doesn't know yours. So she listens for you. And the fact that your wife doesn't listen for me, that's fine. I'm, you know, whatever. I'm teasing.
Jason.
I'm teasing.
My wife is intimidated by your humor, and I'm serious. She's like, look, I even told her tonight, I'm like, okay, I'm very pooped. You have to understand this about yourself, Jason.
Okay.
I'm pooped. And then I told my wife, I'm like, this is – maybe the podcast is maybe the most fun that I can have. Like it is. It's like the top level of fun that I can have. But that's contingent upon me like keeping up with you.
Okay.
And I was worried even tonight. And we've almost done 50 episodes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm so fucking just strung out that I'm like, I don't know if I can. And this is a compliment to you, Jason.
Okay. That
sometimes I feel like I can't, if we're going to put on a good show, I need to be sharp enough to like keep up with you. You have your brain works at a rapid clip and you're witty as fuck. And I need to fucking bring it. I need to bring it.
Well, you know, can I comment on that?
Sure.
Like, I don't want to. I first of all, I love this, right? And when I'm going to tell this to my therapist tomorrow, and she's going to love it too. She's like, you know what? You're kind of fat. You dress really terribly. Your voice sounds weird, and you smell. But you need to get more self confidence. And the fact that people tell you your humor intimidates them, that's where you're going to get it from. And I'm like, you're right. That's where I'm going to get it from. So I love this. But Joe, you got to understand. You got to understand. There's never been a second on this podcast where I felt like you were in some way lagging. I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down, and I've never felt like you did not pick up what I put down. Everything I put down, you picked up. Sometimes you bench pressed it, sometimes you squatted it, sometimes you bicep okay. curled it, Joe. Every fucking time. And I don't want you to stop trying. Like, I don't want you to become complacent. I'm complacent. I don't give a fuck. But I don't want you to get to the point where you don't give a fuck, because then you won't care. Because that's the kind of person you are. I'm just a person who only cares when he doesn't give a fuck. If I'm into something, I stop caring about it. If I'm not into something, I like it. I don't understand what I just said, but the point is this. Don't be intimidated. I mean, or do. I guess I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to drink another beer. Let's talk about your party. God damn it. You said your wife is into
Jason,
it?
No, I'm sorry. I have to comment on what you just said. I have to.
Okay, can you explain what I just said? Because I don't know what I just said. So,
well, here is something you need to understand. Like, I don't think you give yourself enough credit. Like, your humor is like rapid fire and multi-layered. And honestly, it's not for everybody, it's for me.
It's for you.
You're a fucking comedy genius. You come in hot. And I'm going to say it again. It's rapid fire. It's multi-layered. It's worth anybody's attention. And people that are fans of the show, like Tim, and again, these are all people that are guests on the show.
Yeah.
Tim, Shags, Ian, they get it. Like, they hear what you do, and they're... Tim, even Tim tonight, I talked to Tim tonight.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
To Median.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, look, man, I love your show because I listen to you, and that's old hat.
Yeah.
He said that. He said, that's old hat.
Yeah.
I love, because we've been cracking jokes with each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's comforting. Jason is brand new.
I'm new hat.
Comedians like Jason, what he has is interesting. Like, comedians like Jason gives me stuff that is cryptic. It needs to be thought about. It needs to be listened to again. My comedy is just, I think, on its face, just accessible and kind of sometimes like stupid, juvenile. Yours is not. The reason why I like this podcast is because I'm a good, like, juvenile humorist. I am. I'll give myself that credit. I will. And Tim understands it. I was talking to Tim about it, and he was like, yeah, you will obscenitize a song, and oh, that's great that you just turned a song into I fucked your mom and cocks and, you know, in your butt. That's great. That's not sophisticated. Tim is interested in your contribution because your contribution is more sophisticated than mine. And I really believe that's true.
Maybe we switch it up
this
year.
The reason why I think you're the go ahead. What do you have to say about
Maybe that? We should switch it up this year. Maybe this year, Joe, you do the sophisticated and I'll do the coxing in your butt and your mom jokes. No, I don't think I'm very good at it. Yeah, never mind. That's gonna work. Hey.
Oh man, I can't wait to isolate that
there. Listen to me. Look. You are capable of bringing the poop and the cocks and the balls, but you know I am too. And don't sell yourself too short. Look,
that's my fucking job, dude.
Yeah, but okay.
It's
but
my job.
A lot of comedians will tell you that you know. Depending on your audience, depending on the room, you can get more or less laughs for exactly the same jokes, exactly the same delivery. It really is how people take it. If people understand what you're doing and they're on the same wavelength, then you are funnier. And the fact that you – I mean, basically I'm saying in a very complicated way, takes one to know one. I mean, I appreciate everything you're saying, Joe, but don't sell yourself short. This is – if it was just me talking on a microphone for an hour, this show would suck. So –
I disagree. I've heard shows that you did all by yourself, and I was impressed.
Yeah, those were awful.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I'm not downplaying my ability to be a juvenile humorist. I'm not downplaying that. I think I'm good at it.
Yes.
Really? Like,
yeah.
My humor is not necessarily sophisticated. I think it's effective. I really do. When I listened to the year-end JBC, a lot of that was you and a lot of that was me and a lot of it was both of us.
Yeah.
And it was just a fucking celebration of humor as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And, man, I have nothing – Jason, I want you to know, like, I'm not – I love the way that you are a humorist. You just have an attention to detail that is just great. Like, I just love it. To me, my humor it's accessible to the most stupid 14-year-old.
Okay. So
let me, you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
Look, I have now, wait. I know that you're like chomping at the bit here, but I'm telling you, man. I'm not ashamed of my humor. Like I think I do it well. I think I do. Uh-huh. But it's very open-ended and juvenile. It's obscene. I'm not like I'm not like Brian Regan where like, oh, you know, I'm funny and I don't have to say any cuss words. Guess what? I am Joe Neal and I say cuss words every other fucking word. And I will give you some funny shit. What? Is it cheap? Well, maybe. But actually, I think I do a decent job of being really obscene and being funny. The point is I make you laugh.
You do. That is the point. You make me laugh and you pound the desk and I can hear it in the background, which is even better. Let me bring all of this together.
I'm not banging on the desk.
No, you're not. You didn't have three vodka tonics either. Let me bring this all together if I can. And if I can't, you know what? Fuck it. It's not like we're getting paid for this. At least not this week. You are having a party and you want to talk about me? You've put me under an incredible amount of pressure. I am going to have to take like a triple dose of my anti-anxiety medication for the next week because I'm going to be there and I'm going to meet a lot of these people who listen to the podcast and they're like, because here's what's going to happen. Your party's going to be, it's going to be a throwdown. People are going to be going nutso, like breaking bottles over each other's heads, having a good time, sex in the bathroom, sex with the bathroom. And
dude,
I'm going to walk in, right? And people are going to go, who the fuck is that? And you're going to go, hey, it's Jason. And they're all going to go, wait, that's Jason? What the fuck, dude? And then they're going to like say something funny because I'm looking at you and I'm about to laugh based on what I'm seeing all by itself. So you better redeem yourself, shithead. And I'm like, so this one time I was going to make a product where, and they're going to like, nope, we're out. Bye. Your podcast sucks. See ya. And boom. Because you know what, Joe? Here's the thing. Nobody knows this from the podcast who isn't a friend of yours, but you're a good-looking dude, and you were a guitar player in a band, which means basically you've had sex with every woman in America. I am not what you'd call nice to see. So a podcast is perfect for me because I can get in here, and I can do my little jokes, and I can say my little funny things, and I can be Mr. Comedy Man, but now people are going to be like, wait a minute, this is who we were intimidated by? This schlep? Look at him. All of his hair's in the wrong place. I wouldn't even call that a pot belly because it's like off to the side. He walks funny. He's got nose hairs coming out of his, what, forehead? This is weird. Who is this, Joe? Who is this? So now I'm like really, really nervous. I have to bring my A game. I was going to go to your party. I was going to drink a beer, you know. I was going to like very nicely tell people I don't want to have any of their marijuana. And it was going to be great. But now I'm going to have to like write jokes in advance. I'm going to have to memorize half the Largo scripts just so that I can, you know, live up to their expectations. I'm upset. I'm not upset. I'm just making shit up, but I'm pretending to be upset, Joe. So tell me why your wife is into this party thing. What's the deal? Yeah, you can. Yeah, go ahead.
I hadn't thought of that.
Did that make you feel bad? I'm sorry.
A little bit, but let me process it.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text message.
Saying is, man, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
The people – all right. So next week we're going to have what I call the JBC Roundtable.
Okay.
Okay?
I like that.
I'm excited, and I think everybody else is too. You're worried that when people meet you, they're going to be disappointed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to be like,
when people meet you face to face,
they're going to be like, we were expecting George Clooney, not Zach Galifianakis.
I'm sorry, I just read your text. Okay. Listen.
Jason. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I'm sorry. Just a point of clarity. You were laughing at the text, not laughing at the George Clooney, Zach Galifianakis joke? Okay, just making sure.
I laugh at a lot of things that you say, text, yes, I laughed at that too. What I'm saying is this. I'm – especially with like Tomedian, okay?
Yeah.
Tomedian, he's one of these people that – like started listening to the podcast. He's been cracking jokes with me for years. To him, what we're you're doing is very important.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a document of humor.
Oh.
To Tamedian, this is very important. It's a document of humor. The fact that we're recording it, that's great. The fact he gets real nervous when he's about to be a part of it because he thinks this is very, very important. And oh my God, he didn't want to fuck it up. And he didn't. I submit to you that his appearance on the last episode was maybe the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
100%. It was great.
Yeah.
Now, but Shags says this on the podcast. She gets nervous about it. Like, she's heard the podcast. To me, that's kind of a testament to our podcast. Like,
yeah.
Oh man, am I going to be funny enough? That means apparently we're funny.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So what I've always envisioned is next week, I'm going to bring this into reality.
Okay.
Next week, you're going to be sitting here where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the podcast for the first time face to face.
Yeah.
I think that's exciting, dude.
Very exciting.
I'm not intimidated by that. I'm fucking just ecstatic about it.
Oh, I am
too. That's
going
to be great.
It's
going to be so funny. And guess who's going to be here with us?
Who?
Shags and Tim.
Perfect. So what we'll do is we'll blindfold them, right? And then halfway through the episode, we'll take off the blindfolds and they'll say, now look at him. And they'll go, oh.
Now look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him. What do you think?
Just first word comes to mind. They're going to be like, vomit. Elf. Leprechaun. I don't know why I said those words. They're the first words coming to my mind. No, okay.
Jason, be transparent with me. Oh, God. Did you hear that?
You want me to be transitive property with you?
No, what I'm saying is, to me, this is an exciting opportunity where you're going to be face-to-face with all of us. I think it's just going to be fun as shit.
It is.
Because you're really funny on an auditory level, but I can't wait. Like, if we're looking at each other,
my goal is to turn my head to one side and then look at you, and you're going to sneeze or you're going to laugh milk through your nose, and your brother is going to puke. That's my goal.
Good job. Now,
so here's okay. Just to kind of move on to the truth of this, I only found out about this celebration of yours because your wife invited my wife, but she didn't invite me. I invited myself, and that's hilarious. And here's the truth of the matter, Joe. Your wife invited my wife. I don't know why she didn't invite me, but she didn't. And then my wife is the one who said that I should go. There was no point in this where I was like telling people what I wanted to do. It was your wife telling my wife and my wife telling me. And now I'm going, and that's a wonderful thing. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. But can you explain any of those steps to me? I mean, is there some sort of conspiracy going on?
No. It's not a conspiracy. I think it's something that you should already understand. That is, your wife was invited, and that's in quotes, by the way. I'm emphatically making quotes with my hands.
Sure.
My wife is so into being a wife that she would rather, in a situation like this, only deal with wives.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you feeling me?
I am. My hands are inside your shirt right now. Yes.
Okay. That's what's going on. And that's what's happening with Tim and his wife. My wife, it's not a surprise what's about to happen to me.
Right.
But what she does in order to make it, in order to separate it from the men. I'm not kidding. Like, she would rather talk to the wives.
Okay.
And have us as men be a little bit disconnected from the planet. It's not a surprise. It's a it's my wife being like, I want to be connected with the wives and then have the men be a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Well, which worked, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. And your wife isn't even going to – she's not even going to show up.
No, she's
but
not.
You're the one that's going to be showing up.
I am.
But my wife colluded with your wife, yeah, and now you're coming.
Yeah. Mission accomplished. Your wife's a genius. Genius.
It's – I don't know if it's genius. It's a little weird.
It's genius. Trust me,
but
a genius myself, I have a card. I printed it myself because geniuses are always self-made, and it says genius on it. So as a genius, I recognize genius, your wife's a genius. So that is the truth. This is how – I got to tell you, this is how much I'm looking forward to it, okay? First of all, I asked you for your address, right? And then I looked up where the Davenport International Airport is. First of all – or not second of all. Third of all, I didn't even know Davenport was an international airport, but apparently it is because there's like one flight from Canada every 3 months, so it makes it an international
airport.
You
wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
You know? It's Davenport.
Yeah.
Please.
So I
but
did.
It is.
I Googled it, and I looked for the bus route from the airport to your place, and I was like, well, I'll probably get there before he's off work, so what I'll do is I'll see if there's a coffee shop nearby, and I'll go do some work myself. And so –
Oh, no. No, you don't need to do that. You know who's going to be here?
Tamedian. Boom. Straight to the house. He and I are going to start just
– Yeah.
We're just going to start doing comedy stuff, you know, like taking off our pants, and we're going to trade shirts and crap because that's what comedians do. Just, you know, good old-fashioned comedy. And then you're going to come home, and we're going to be like, let's record a podcast. And you're going to be like, we're not even drunk. And I'm like, I've been drinking since Wednesday. And it's going to be a good time.
Well, you know what, though? You bring up a good this is a bit of a quandary. Like, do you want to just show up and for the first time meet Tamedian? Or do you want to kind of, like, hang out and let me do the introduction? Like, what do you want?
I'm just, you know, well, it's all whatever, man. I mean – Okay, here's the thing. You are right now what you're trying to do, and I respect your efforts. I don't respect the execution. Let's be clear. I respect the effort. You're trying to plan, and as you so cogently pointed out, you're not capable of it. It's your wife who does all the planning. So in as much as you and I could right now say, look, I will land at XYZ time, and I'll PDQ my ABC onto the XYZ bus and show up at 3:40:12 or whatever – none of that's going to happen. I'm going to land whenever I land, and I'll start texting. You'll text, and our text won't make any sense, and I'll get on the wrong bus. I'll end up in, like, fucking Tijuana. And then after I get my penicillin shot, I'll be at your house. And it'll just happen however it happens, you know? I mean, it's not like we can't even, like, plan what we're going to talk about on a fucking hour-long podcast. So there's no sense in me and you trying to figure out how I'm going to be introduced to Tamedian. In fact, probably what's going to happen, Joe, here's my prediction. I'm going to – like, get to your house, and through some sort of crazy mix-up, Tim and I will get in a huge fight because we won't know who each other are. And then it will turn out that we're actually related or something, or he's married to my cousin's sister or something. And then it'll be hilarious, and someone will make a movie about it. And then the person who made the movie about it will, like, get brought up on sexual assault charges, which he should because he's an asshole. And then you and I will have to, like, you know, go to the newspapers and say, we always knew he was an asshole, but we let him make the move anyway, because what are we going to do? Say no? And people are like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. And then I don't really know where this is going. I'm hoping you're going to interrupt me, but it sounds like you're smoking a cigarette, so I'll just keep going. And then, like, when the space station crashes into the Earth and, like, all those astronauts are dead, people are like, oh, why do we even put them up there? And be like, because for science, like, fuck science and global warming and all this other stuff. And then it's going to start to snow. And we're like, why is it snowing? And it's winter, dumbass. It's Davenport. What do you expect? And, like, it never snows here. It always snows there. It even snows there.
I want to get down back to brass tacks.
Okay, yeah, please. Thank you. Because I was going to do that for the next 10 minutes.
Literally went to space. Okay. Now, I'm just saying this. Just want to hear your genuine response to this.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Tim's going to be here way earlier than you.
Yeah.
When you show up, you can look. You know, you're a free man in a free country.
Yeah.
And you can go. You're going to be in. Well, look, we're all going to. We're not going to be in Davenport. We're going to be in Southern California.
Wait a minute.
You
what?
Know that.
Wait, what?
We all will. We're all meeting in Southern California.
No wonder my wife wouldn't show me the plane ticket. Are you serious? Man, I was going to go to...
Yeah, that's a good thing, dude. It's a good thing.
Excuse me? What? Yeah, okay, maybe I gave it away.
Now,
gave me what I gave it away when I said I was going to get on the wrong bus and end up in Tijuana. I meant Tijuana, Canada, Joe. You don't have to... Fine, whatever. Okay, Southern California, whatever.
Right. Look, trust your wife.
Okay.
You will arrive in Southern California based on the fucking tickets that your wife bought for you.
Yeah.
I'm relying on my wife. Comedian is relying on his wife. They're all colluding together. Do you understand that? That they are colluding together. You need to just trust it.
Fine.
Show up in Southern California. Now, you can either come to where we're going to meet.
Yeah.
You can show up there and start talking to Tim and start causing trouble with Tim.
Yeah.
You can do that. Or you can wait until I show up, which will be several hours later. Now, do you want to hang out with Tim first, or do you want to maybe go to some beach bar and hang out, and then we all meet together? I'm getting down to brass tacks.
Hey, okay, brass tacks. You know what brass tacks are called? Brads. Did you know that? I knew a guy in junior high called Brad. He was kind of a jerk, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you drinking?
Fremont Interurban Indian Pale Ale. It's your birthday. What do you want? I remember hanging out with you on your birthday a couple years ago and you expressing, I think quite accurately, you never get what you want on your birthday because it's so close to so many other holidays.
That's not how it works.
No, it's not. So what do you want, Joe? What do you want? Do you want me to hang out with Comedian and like plan your... You know, plan what we're going to draw on your face when you're passed out the next day? Or do you want me to wait?
No, man. This really is up to you. I think that you and Comedian will get along just fine. If you want to show up and hang out with Comedian, that's fine. If you want to just maybe have a really special beer on the beach and stare into the fucking horizon of the ocean, which is big medicine, by the way. It's really good for you.
Is it? Okay.
If you want to do that, I get it. No, I fucking get it. But that is up to you, man. I'm not going to – you can either directly go to Comedian without an introduction from me and have a good time, or you can have – and I think you deserve this – just some time to yourself, and I will introduce you to Comedian.
Can I ask you a couple questions based on what you just suggested?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm not fucking with you, okay? So don't take this the wrong way. I mean, I'm 100% fucking with you, so don't take it the wrong way. In your job as Taco Bell manager, you work with a lot of millennials. Do you ever catch yourself saying things like, look, Gloria, it's up to you. You can either clean out the fryer, or if you don't want to, you can just go stare at the big medicine, which is the ocean, and it has a horizon. You're not going to get paid, of course. You'll probably get fired, but it's up to you. So either do your job or, you know, make the decision that you want to make. And it's up to you. Do you ever find yourself saying things like that to people as a Taco Bell manager? I mean, and remember, I'm 100% fucking with you now, so don't take this personally.
That somehow. Dude, motherfucker, I'm not your boss. You're not a millennial.
I know, but
I'm telling you this.
That's a good point. I'm not a millennial. I'm like literally two millennials stuffed together into one really unattractive body. But my point is that, you know, Gloria looks at you as a boss. She also looks to you as like a kind of a supervisor, and she also thinks of you as a manager, Joe, and something of a foreman. And I'm just wondering if maybe you take unfair advantage of her by you know, sort of subtly manipulating her and saying, you know, on the one hand, you can do what's good for you. On the other hand, you can do what's good for me. Only one involves money. I'm just wondering if that's something you do. And if that's what you're doing to me, and again, full disclosure, Joe, I am fucking with you. Don't take this wrong. If that's what you're doing to me, I think it might backfire, because I'm inclined to tell you this. When I land in wherever fuck city I'm going to be in, I'm just going to play it by ear. I might go to the beach. I might go to your house. I might go to motherfucking Starbucks. I might go to Taco Bell and just see what's up. So can I just play it by ear? Do I have to decide right now?
Well, let me say, you are not my staff.
I kind of am your staff. I'm your staff. You're my staff.
I'm looking at my staff right now. And I might even, you know, rub it just to feel better. Yeah. But you're not my staff. I want you to know that when you show up in Southern California,
yeah,
you can do whatever you want. You are a free man in a free country, and Tim will be there with his wife, though. Like, he'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to show up, this is the decision. This is the decision.
Yeah.
Do you want me to introduce you to Tim and us all be together, or do you want to show up and just start talking to Tim?
Well, let me
comedian.
Let me make my decision based on this. Okay, you said I'm going to be in Southern California. I can do whatever I want, right? So let me just type real quick. Where is Katy Perry right now? And she is in. She's in. Fuck you, Joe. She's in Iowa. Fine. You know what? I'll just go hang out at a goddamn bar on the beach. Seriously, dude, she's in Iowa right now, and I'm going to Southern fuck California. Anyway, I'll just go to beach, hang out, whatever. When you're off work, go to your. So, are you having a Friday thing? Are we meeting somewhere, or is it because we're recording at your house on Friday, right?
Here's what's gonna be going on at that time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be at work.
Yeah,
and. You guys, you and Tomedian will both be in town, so yeah. You can either connect or not.
Okay.
That's it. Well, it's just that simple.
I'm going to play it by ear. Here's what I've been thinking about. This is how excited I am. I've been thinking about how to pack my backpack. I've been thinking about ways to fold my clothes so I can not have to take a lot of stuff with me. This is what I've been thinking about, what I will be thinking about until Friday. How to pack my backpack. What books to read on the plane. Should I get drunk before I get on the plane or after? Should I buy a flask?
I suggest both.
Well, yeah, it's a long flight, and I'm a lightweight, but also it depends on what book I'm reading, you know. So these are the things I'm thinking about. And so what I'll do is I'll land the plane, and I'll just send text messages to people. I'll send one to you, one to Tim, one to Katie, and one to my wife. And we'll just see what happens after those.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll send the same text message to all of you. I'll put you on like one of them Facebook Messenger group things. And I don't know. I think that would be awesome if you, Tim, and my wife and Katy Perry were all getting the same text message. Like, just landed. And my wife was like, good, be safe. And you're like, okay, Tim is at such a place. Tim's like, let me put some pants on. And Katy Perry's like, who the fuck is this? And I'm like, okay, I found a bar on Winnebago Avenue. They've got Corona Extras, which are my favorite. And my wife's like, don't get too drunk. And Joe's like, have one for me. And Tim is like, still can't find my pants. And Katie's like, no, seriously, who the fuck is this? Right? And I was like,
yeah,
sending out a text saying,
okay, I love it.
I'm on the 43 bus. I should get to the location in about half an hour. And my wife's like, how much did the bus cost? And Tim's like, no, I do not know where my fucking pants are. Did you take them? And Katy Perry's like, who the fuck is this? And Joe is silent because he's like, managing his business.
I just want to say this is going to be I think it's a milestone of some kind. Like, for us to be In fact, I've worked it out. It's going to be a round table.
Yeah.
It'll be me, you, Timedian, and Shags, who, by the way, and I've told Tim this, like, Shags is maybe the best guest. Like, she's so good that I think she should just be on the show all the time.
She should just be the show.
Well, come on. Give yourself some credit. Like, we are the show. But Shags would be a very good... I think it would be funny to have Shags on the show every fucking time. She's just that good at it. And sorry, Ian. Actually, Ian would be good too.
Yeah.
Now, Timedian, all of our guests are funny, but there's something about having a woman on the show that is as funny as Shags.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just... And look, maybe 2018... She's like, hey, I'm going to come on once a month. Guess what? I think that she's going to come on more than that. Yeah. Because just because it's funny, but Shags is the missing piece.
You know, here's what I think we should do. I think that, yes, I agree with you 100%. We could have Shags on as often as she wants, as often as you want. Mm-hmm. Tim, Ian, of course, he's a staple. And I don't mean staple like...
Totally.
Like sticking things together, staple. I mean, like, he's the store where you buy office supply shit. That's how necessary he is. That's Ian. And even your friend, the Trump guy, and other people, your dad, my dad, we're going to have lots of people on. A friend of mine who lives in town here with me, he has his own podcast. We're going to have him on. We're going to do all that. But you know what I think we should do, Joe? You know what I think would be the most meta of all the episodes? We should have an episode where it's just them and not us. Huh? How about that? 2018. What do you think?
Wait till the next montage, man. My next montage is the fact that we don't even need to be a part of the show.
I love it. That's what I love to hear. We don't. I mean, we call it
don't. This is, we built something that we don't need to be a part of anymore. We can quietly step away.
Yeah, or loudly. We could loudly step away.
Yeah, like this.
Dude, you're a Foley... Foley genius, and based on the audio signature there, you're also you got kind of a limp. But anyway, 2018 is going to be great. That's all I'm saying. We're going to do a. Here's what's funny. I keep trying in my mind, Joe, the next episode where we're all going to be in the same room. I keep thinking of it as the live episode, which is stupid because it's like, what is this? Not live? I mean, it's just what it is, but it's the same room episode. And
what I like about this is that you're worried about it.
I'm not worried.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh, this is gonna be the fucking best episode.
And then it's all downhill.
What? Me and you in the same goddamn room for the first time.
With
this
no,
is great, we're Jason.
Gonna be, we're gonna be naked, there's gonna be Jell-O and like people with like cattle prods, and they're not on, but we think they're on, and it's going to be like scary.
Each midget with a boner, each boner spinning a plate.
That's it's going to be so good, man! I can't wait. And then you know what's going to happen after that? Rest of the year downhill. It's like uphill from here, downhill from there.
That episode is going to be so goddamn fun that the rest of the year is just going to be fucking substandard.
It's going to be all, Ooh, you know what else we could do? On the next episode, I can show you how to set up your computer so that you can do all the stuff that Jamie Jenner does. So, what's up with that?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
It's going to be so great. You know, I just... Yeah. Okay, so... good night.
Fuck it, Jason!